mind that it starts with the novel Fahara, the Book of Feminists. And in Islam, the hadith of the Prophet says that when the Prophet will be the man,
this for that purpose. You cannot clean nothing in the Islamic procedure. Second of all, the wudu. And ghusl, both are batil. It's invalid. If anybody performs wudu with mudaf water or ghusl with mudaf water, it is invalid. And the third ruling to remember is that if mudaf water gets mixed with k 4, which we will learn very soon, or running water, which we call al-ma'ul jari, the running water, which we will also learn very soon. If the mubaf or impure water gets mixed up with either kur or the running water, and then the three attributes are gone, it will become tahir, in Islamically clean. What are the three attributes? The three attributes are the color and the taste and the smell. So these are the three basic rulings. We have two types of water. Mubaf means impure, and mutlaq means pure, which we will talk about mutlaq very soon. There are three important rulings to learn about mubaf. Is that mubaf is useless for cleaning yourselves. It cannot be used for the tathir purpose, for Islamic cleaning of anything. Mubaf is not suitable for that at all. Wudu and ghusl with mubaf water are batil. And if mubaf water gets mixed up with either kur or running water, which we will learn very soon, those definitions, then, and the three attributes, which mean the color, taste, and smell, all three of them are gone, it will again become tahir and Islamically clean. It will be then treated like mutlaq. That's correct. And okay, so is this clear? Now let's go to the mutlaq water, which is the most frequent in our everyday usage, the pure water in its pure form. And the mutlaq water is basically divided into five types. The first one is the rain water, which means the water of the rain which fell down. The second one is the well water. And the third one is al-ma' al-qaleel. Qaleel means less than kur water. These are three types, and then we have the kur water, then we have the running water. Rainwater is clear. I don't think we need to describe rainwater. Any water that falls from the in the rain is categorized to be the rainwater. It has its own rulings. We will learn, inshallah, how the rainwater helps to clean which things. You cannot clean everything with the rainwater. Rainwater helps to clean the surface of earth, the grasslands, the roads, sidewalks, footpaths, rooftops, things which are, you know, if water falls down and it can erase all the, obviously there are sharait that we'll learn very soon when we go in the details, that how much rain water is sufficient. Obviously a little bit drizzle of rain is not sufficient to clean, not sufficient to clean nothing. When we say rainwater, it means the heavy showers only. Musla dahar barish. Heavy showers are the one that we mean here. That kind of showers are helpful. We will learn about that very soon. And then ma'al be'er is least encountered nowadays. It used to be very much encountered in the earlier days because people didn't have pipes in their homes. They used to have wells. So it was very much, we studied detailed rulings of the well water, because that was frequently found in the previous times, and the books of the previous great scholars of ours have written so much about well water. But nowadays it's very less encountered. Well water is also tahir, and if anything falls into it, nothing can make it najis, unless even if it becomes najis. Now obviously, if the three attributes are gone, the najasat is dissolved, and the three attributes are gone, and the aslan najasat, the main najasat, is no longer remaining, or you take out the main najasat and then the three attributes are gone, it will again become tahir. But that's very less encountered today.
But this is any water coming from beneath the surface of the earth.
Yeah.
It doesn't have,
as long as it's not flowing. Well water is not supposed to flow. If it flows, it will be falling in this category. If it comes out from the earth and it is not flowing, then it's called the well water.
So there is no particular like depth requirement?
No. And then third of all is the qaleel, amount of water, which means less than kur. Qaleel is a terminology. It means, when we say qaleel, it means less than kur. So let's learn the kur first before we learn the qaleel. It will make it easy. But before kur, the fifth one is ma'al jari, means the running water. And that means, ma'al jari means the water which comes out of the earth and then flows. Any water that comes out of earth and flows is called the running water. Sometimes it is possible that you have like a stream, fountains and streams and creeks. It is possible that sometime a stream is not running. It can still fall in the category of running water, because sometimes it's a very slightly few drops are coming slowly from a stream from the earth. So it's not flowing physically, it has gathered in a pool of water. Now if you take the water out with a bucket, water again comes out and it again reaches the same level. That also falls in the category of running water, because it is coming out of the earth. And it will flow if it is allowed. That's why it fills up again the same pond or pool where the water had gathered. So So this is called the running water. The running water is the easiest way to clean the things. It's connected with the source of earth, and it's easiest to clean all the things. Running water doesn't become najis. So even if you drop some najis thing in it, well, the place where the najis thing is, that will be najis. All the rest of the water, the color and the taste and the smell is not going to change because it's running water. And as long as the color and the smell and the taste has not changed, it will remain tahir and useful for us. Now, kur water is the typical Islamic thing which is not found anywhere. And obviously, the kur water is defined as an amount of water that can... Please pay attention that kur is actually the amount of water. The amount of water which can fill a container equals to equals to 3.5 hand spans in the width, and likewise 3.5 hand spans in the depth. And likewise 3.5 hand spans in the length. If you imagine a container like this, 3.5 hand spans. The amount of water which fills in it, the container is not called kur. The amount of water is called the kur. The amount of water which can fill in this kind of container is called kur. The benefit of learning this is that in Iran there is a tradition that usually they make, you know, in the houses they make ponds of water in the backyard. Usually in old times in every house they used to make it. And it helps to do wudu, it helps to do to clean things because it's obviously more than kur. So the benefit of kur water is that it does not become najis even if the najis thing drops into it. Because even if the najis thing drops into it, you know, you after a few minutes, you will find, let's suppose blood drops into it. After a few minutes, the blood will be dissolved and the color and the taste and the smell of the water will again become normal. As soon as the three attributes become normal, the kur water is self-purifying. It again automatically will become tahir. So kur water, nothing can make it najis. Even if you put nijasat into it, it's not going to make the water najis. Because let's suppose, like I gave you the example, you put some blood in it. So that amount where the color or the taste or the smell has changed, that will also dissolve in a few minutes and the whole will become tahir again. And even at the time when the three attributes are not changed, are not gone, so the color of the blood is there, if you can see it, the rest of the water is still tahir.
So hand span is...
The rest of the water is tahir, I mean that we will wait for the time until the color goes. So the rest of water will not be affected As soon as these three things are gone, the whole water will remain tahir, will come tahir. Is that clear? So we will wait for the time when three things are gone. That means the color change, the taste change, the smell change due to najasat are again normalized and gone. The whole water will become tahir automatically. You didn't do anything, it will automatically become tahir.
So basically a drop of blood falls in and we can see the blood, but if we stir it, then it will be gone. And
yeah, that's okay.
So stirring is okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's what I think.
And the spoon will also automatically become tahir because it is also dipped in the same water. And also the benefit of pure water is that if you are pouring cool water on your najis body or clothes, yet suppose you have blood on your finger and you are pouring the najis water on your finger, if you are using less than cool water with lota, you know, watering jug, you are pouring the water like this, so all the drops of water are najis because you are using the qaleel water, less than cool water. If you are using kur water for cleaning your finger, all the drops of water which are falling apart, if those drops do not have the ayn najasat in it, the drops of water does not have the ayn najasat in it, that means the rang, the color and the taste and the smell has not changed with the ayn najasat, all the drops are tahir. Even though it's striking, then you're pouring water on the najis finger, but if the drops do not have any ayn najasat and do not have any change of color and taste and smell in it, those drops are tahir because the water is connected to kur.
But in qaleel case,
all the drops, like we clean ourselves in the toilet with this lota, watering jug, so obviously this is qaleel. So when you pour on your najis finger, obviously all the drops which are the water which is touching this najis area, all the drops which are falling down are all najis. Until you are done with making it tahir, then after that, obviously, if you pour water after that, that will be tahir. But then there is no use of, that's beyond our discussion, because who would pour water after making it tahir? We are pouring the water to make it tahir. In that time, all the drops are najis. That makes the job harder to clean with the khaleel water. So if we have kur water in our house or running water in our house, that will make things very easy to clean. And usually the tap water is falling in the category of kur and kaseer here, usually, because we have abundant water constantly coming. So it does fall in the category of kur or jari.
So we are going to discuss how to make things tahir with khaleel.
Inshallah, yes. We will come to that point. Yeah, Khalil. Khalil, we'll discuss it.
What is the meaning of hand? How do you measure your
hands? Hands and balish. Saratin balish. Saratin balish ki lambai, chaurai aur gehrai ke zarf container ke andar jitna pani samayega, wo pani ki miqdar kur kehlati hai. And that miqdar is actually in terms of the amount, kilograms, it is mentioned in the fatwa that it is 377.419 kilograms of water. 377.419 kilograms of water is the amount of kur water. So if you have that much water in your tub, if your tub is that much big, then the water is kur. If your tub is small, the water is not kur.
So when you're saying that the eventually will fill 377 kilo of water?
It will always fill. It will always fill that much water in it.
Kilo or liters?
Kilo.
Kilo or liter.
So,
drop of blood versus a dot comes in, these are the
this is a very common example that the scholars give, that if dog pees into the kur water, it will not become najis. But if the dog drinks from it, it will become najis. Why? Because if the dog pees into it, pishab karta hai usme kutta, so after a few minutes, it will be dissolved, and the three changes of color, taste, and smell will be gone in a few minutes. As soon as those changes are gone, it will automatically become tahir, because it is kur amount. So if the dog pees into it, it will become tahir in a few minutes, or few seconds. But if the dog drinks from it, it will become lesser. As soon as it gets decreased from the kur amount, because he is constantly drinking it, and his face is touching, his tongue is touching it, as soon as it gets decreased from that amount, it becomes qaleel, and qaleel becomes immediately najis as soon as it gets in touch and in contact with najis thing. If the dog is drinking it, drinking the kur water, it will become, the whole water will become najis.
We're assuming that it is clear.
Exactly.
But if it's more than that,
if it is two kurs, though, obviously if it drinks water, it will still remain kur. But you're talking about one kur water.
So it becomes slightly less than kur.
Slightly less, and it becomes najis automatically, because now it would be qaleel. वो तो निकालने के बाद कलील हो जाता था ना, डोल से जब निकाल दिया तो डोल में तो कम आता था, वो तो कलील था यूजुअली, मगर कुर वो कुएं का अपना पानी तो कुर से ज्यादा था. It has a little bit different rulings, but this much is similar, that if color, taste, and smell of the najasat gets dissolved in the well, and the end of najasat is no longer there, it will automatically become pak as well.
Even if it is less than
kor.
The well water.
Because it's coming from the earth.
Again, this is all at the time of contact, right? They say that running water, aap loti mein dala, that's not running water anymore. Even though you got the source.
Exactly. Now it becomes qaleel. It's very important to remember that all the water we use in the toilet, in the watering jug, lota, is all qaleel. So you have to be very careful how we are using it. We can mess up and make things more najis.
But if there's a shower kind of a thing that's connected to the source, like those sun bathrooms, the Muslim shower kind of thing,
that's good. That's in the running water. Kur or running water ruling will apply, usually in America, because it's like this. In some places, in some states, far lying areas or away from the city populations, people have tanks in their houses. Obviously, their tap water does not fall in the ruling of kur and jari, because it depends how much water is remaining in the tank. But in the cities, it's connected with huge water reservoirs.
So while in those cases the water is more than kur, it would be fine. As soon as it goes below that, it would lose those qualities.
Correct. So kur water will be najis. Kur water will become najis if the color, taste, or smell, not and, or smell, changes through aslan najasat, through the main najasat. If the color or taste or smell, even if one of those three gets changed, then the kur water will become najis. And as soon as those three are again normalized and dissolved and gone, it will automatically become tahir. And kur water will remain tahir, clean Islamically, if after coming in contact with aslan najasat, the three attributes do not change. If the three attributes do not change, it will remain tahir. After coming in contact with Nasab, the three attributes did not change. It will remain tahir. This is the benefit of cold water. Even if it comes in contact with najasat, but if the color doesn't change, the smell doesn't change, the taste doesn't change, none of those three changed, it will remain tahir. Najasat fell into it, but none of those three changed.
I never heard a swimming pool had that chlorine taste, so it wouldn't be considered cool water, right?
I think you're talking about mubaf. No, it is considered as pure water and mutlaq, because chlorine in small amounts will not take it out of the urf. The urf will continue, the regular intellectual people will continue to call it as pure water. Oh yeah, usually the big swimming pools are all more than four. Unless somebody has small little swimming pool for the kids, a plastic, you know, put up, fill up the air, that's very small. So is that clear?
Yeah.
Even if one of those three change, it will become najis, and as soon as the changes are gone, it will automatically become tahir, and kur will remain tahir after getting in touch with najasat, with aslan najasat, if the three attributes did not change.
The point that's not clear is, I think it, color and taste, color and smell is easy to test. It's tricky for the taste part, right? Because if it's najis, you don't want to taste najis, it would make it. Okay,
obviously, this is, you will try your best to make sure in, usually, when we see that the color and the taste and all that is gone, color and the smell is gone, you know, if you are mutmain yourself with your estimation, that's okay.
So we don't have to test it.
Obviously we won't test it because we're not sure it is, you know, it's sahir or not, so why would we test? But according to the best of your judgments.
In that regard, you have to use judgment. So basically, you use the judgment determining based on the quantity that went in. The
quantity of najasat that went in, how much would it affect exactly? If the najasat is so much, obviously we will not come to a judgment that is, you know, it makes sense that the taste will change.
Even if the najasat, suppose, is colorless.
Even if it is colorless. Exactly.
But like, if we know that this is this much, then it would change for sure the taste.
Exactly. It's a very good example. Even if the najasat is colorless, so the color changes will not be visible, but the taste will be there. It will be different. So you are the judge. You should be mutmain and satisfied, depending on the amount of najasat entering into a court. And also, so if you have cold water in your house, this is one of the next projects after Kabutar, inshallah. We can have cold water. If you have cold water, you suppose I have blood on my finger, I can just dip my finger like this and hold it in the cold water or move it like this. And as soon as the color and the taste and the smell of the blood is gone, the blood is removed, the asla najasat is gone from my finger, and the color and the taste and the smell around my finger, the water around my finger is removed, the color and the taste and the smell is gone, I take the finger out and it's tahir. I don't have to pour water over it three times. I can just dip it once, keep it there for a few seconds. As soon as the color and the taste and the smell is gone, and the main najasat, asla najasat, is also dissolved, I take it out and it's tahir. This is cold water.
But
the same applies for jari.
So this does not apply in the case where the wound is actively bleeding.
Obviously, if the water, blood is constantly coming out and out and out, then even if you take it out, it will still be blood flowing out. So that will not be useful, because if you take it out, let's suppose your finger, the blood was coming out from this part, and now you dip your finger till here, now you keep your finger like this, the whole finger will become najis. Because now this water remaining on your finger is Kaleel. And Kaleel water, the whole of it becomes najis as soon as it's come in touch with najasat. Now here's the najasat, and this whole finger is wet, and the whole finger is now in line with the najasat, the whole finger will now be najis. Earlier, this part was najis only, and now you made the whole finger najis.
So, but if you keep it downwards, then
if you keep downwards, then this part is najis, where blood is coming out, and this portion down will be najis, the upper portion will be tahir. So, if the color, if in the core water the color or the taste or the smell changes through something or some reason other than the island najis. Kilo is less.
The kilo is different than liter?
It's about the same, more or less.
Yeah, it's approximately.
It's measured by liter, not by kilo.
Volume.
It's mentioned in the kilos in the fatwa. So, this ruling says if the color and the taste, color or the taste or the smell, even one of those three changes, or all the three changes through something or some reason other than the ayn and najasat, then the kur will remain tahir. The kur water will remain in this case as tahir. Example, how can it be that the kur water, the color and the taste and the smell can change due to something or some reason other than the ayn and najasat? For example, you put a dead body next to the kur water. The dead body has a lot of bad smell. After several days have passed away, it has a bad smell. Now, because of the dead body, if the smell will enter into the water as well. So, dead animal. A dead animal is najis, even though it may be goat, but it's najis. Dead animals are always najis. Slaughtered animal is different, dead animal is different. Dead animal is something, an animal who dies with a natural death, that's najis. Even if it's a goat, it's najis. Murdar, Maita, in Arabic we call it Maita, the dead animal. So let's suppose there's a dead animal's body next to the kur water, so the color or the taste or the smell of kur will change due to something or some reason other than the ayn and najasat. Ayn and najasat did not fall into the water. Okay? So in that case, the kur water will remain tahir. Even though the taste has changed or the smell has changed, but it will remain tahir. Is that clear? Now, how to make sure this water is qur or not? Two ways. In Islam, there are two ways to make sure whether the water is qur or not. First way, procedure is yaqeen and certitude. You yourself are 100% sure that this amount is equal to the qur amount. Your own yaqeen is hujjat. Second of all, two adil witnesses bear witness for you that this water is qur water, and that's enough for you to accept, to rely. These are the two ways how we prove the water to be qur. Either two adil witnesses or your own yaqeen. If you don't have one of those two ways, then it will not be classified as qur water. Should I erase it? Now, you should keep in your mind that if the water you have was qur, and then later on you have doubt whether it's qur or not, you must consider it to be qur water still. Also, if the water you have was qaleel, that means less than qur in its amount, and then you have doubt whether the water has now become now reached the amount of qur or not, you will continue to say that the water is qaleel. C, if the water was used to be, the water you had used to be mubah, and now you have doubt that whether or not the water has become mutlaq and pure and absolute or not, you will continue to say that this water is still mubah. And D, if the water you had was mutlaq, means pure, and then you ended up in doubt whether the water has become mubah, that means impure, or not, you will continue to say that the water is still mutlaq. Is this clear? All the four things? Is that clear? So, the point to remember here in all these rulings is that the existing yaqeen and certitude about anything existing yaqeen and certitude about anything cannot be broken by a shak or doubt. Doubt cannot break the yaqeen. That's what we learned. That's the ruling, and based on that ruling, all these rulings are mentioned. Existing yaqeen about anything cannot be broken by the preceding doubt. Preceding doubt cannot break the preceding yaqeen. Is that clear? What in our usul al-fiqh terminology we say, yaqeenun sabiq. And this is called shakkun lahiq. Shakkun lahiq cannot damage the yaqeenun sabiq. So as long as you had the yaqeen about something and later on you have the doubt, this doubt cannot damage and break your yaqeen. You will continue to apply the hukum of yaqeen. Okay? That's the ruling. لا تنقض اليقين أبدا بالشك ولكن انقضه بيقين آخر. Don't break the yaqeen with a shak. Instead, break the yaqeen with a different yaqeen, with a new yaqeen. So if you have yaqeen that the water was mutlaq and now it became mudaf, you have yaqeen that it became mudaf, then you will call it mudaf. But the doubt is not going to change. If you had yaqeen that the water was mudaf and now you have yaqeen that it has become mutlaq, you will call it mutlaq because of your yaqeen. You have yaqeen that it was mudaf, now you have a new yaqeen that it is mutlaq. So one new yaqeen can break the previous yaqeen. If you have yaqeen that the water was qaleel and then you have yaqeen that the water has now reached the amount of kur, you will call it kur because you now have a new yaqeen. So yaqeen can break the previous yaqeen, but the doubt can never harm the previous yaqeen in any matter.
So yaqeen 100% and 99.999 is still shak?
No, shak is 50%.
Or 50% or more?
Shak is called 50%.
But then if you are 99.9 about...
See, 1% ihtimalat. 1% to 49% is called wahm. 50% is called shak. 51% to maybe approximately 98% is called van. In Farsi, we say guman. And 99% is usually called itminan. And 100% is called yaqeen. And usually itminan is always in the same ruling of yaqeen. You apply the same ruling of yaqeen on itminan. Okay? So 98% is guman. If you are 98% sure, this is not going to help. Shak is what we call 50%. You are 50-50. Okay? So if you have shak about something, that means you are 50-50. Here you cannot break your yaqeen. Yaqeen is 100%. Yaqeen can never be harmed with the shak. Yaqeen can be altered with a new yaqeen.
And basically, zan and guman are in the category of shak, zan?
No, we don't say it like this. We say that all of this is not hujjah. It doesn't prove nothing. It has no Islamic value. It's not hujjah. It's not authentic. It has no authenticity. You cannot prove nothing through this. صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
إن شاء الله in the next class we'll